Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It will be difficult to beat here, as they so often are. Will it be their year to shine finally as European champions? Well, that's a poor ball away. Griezmann's onto it, and De Paul scores. And Atletico Madrid are ahead in 4 minutes. Little flick ball, big chance for two. It is two. Marvellous scenes if you're an Atletico Madrid fan.
Paris Saint-Germain hosting Barcelona for the first leg. First blood to Barcelona in this Champions League quarterfinal. Dembele! Sublime equaliser against his former team. Now Ruiz, could it be 2-2? Vitinha! Is all that was needed for Paris Saint-Germain to turn this tie on its head. We have Roberto Rafinha, the volley! Rafinha volleying home the equalizing goal.
Swung into the heart of the net.
The header is on! Andreas Christensen straight off the bench to give Barcelona the lead again to punch this one home.
Welcome back. Well, leg one of the Champions League quarterfinals are in the books. How good have these matches been across the board?
Since I've worked at CBS, these have been the best quarterfinal, best single ever match day.
Absolutely.
It's also been the most prolific. I think the most goals were scored across the two.
So we had 10 days. We had 10 on Tuesday. Yesterday we had eight. Do we eight goals yesterday?
Five and yes.
Eight. Yeah, eight goals yesterday.
Correct.
Absolutely wild. Absolutely wild. All right, let's hit on PSG Barcelona. Barcelona get the 3-2 win in this game. This is crazy. Barcelona have gone, I think they're now 12 matches unbeaten, including this one, getting the win at Parc des Princes. And they struck first in this one, but a really, really strong second half start from PSG. Turn this into a game, Charlie.
I was really impressed with the way that Barcelona approached this game. Pretty uncharacteristic of Barca to let PSG kind of dictate the tempo and keep possession, but they said, you know what, we're going to be direct. And because PSG spreads out their center backs and pushes their outside backs high, they said, we're going to go route one. Rafinha is going to be our guy, and Lewandowski is going to come into the midfield.
That movement was great.
And now we're seeing what Xavi was trying to implement at Barcelona. It's taking time. And it had to take, maybe it had to take him saying, I'm not going to be here next year, for the pressure to come off, for the media to back off. And now we're seeing the benefits of Xavi's playing style with this group. And if they continue to play like this and they get through, I see him doing a U-turn, because the Barca leadership is going to have to keep convince him to stay.
Yeah.
Because he's been so good. And primarily in that first half, we saw Mbappe being shut down.
I was
they
just
going to
ask,
him
that was
space.
Because that was our big question yesterday, was how are they going to shut down Mbappe, which they did.
They forced the ball to Dembele. Mm-hmm. And Dembele is fantastic when he has those moments. We know he's capable of, he was at Barca, so Xavi knows him very well. But ideally, PSG had no room to operate in the attacking third. Mm. And Barca was very clinical, and you have to give a lot of credit to Xavi and his substitutions. They were very timely. The substitutions made an impact. So disappointing from PSG, because once they got back in the game with the early second half, you thought, okay.
I thought game on.
Now they can control it.
For sure.
But it was poor management and tactics from Luis Enrique.
I agree with everything you said. I want to add that we saw the Champions League Barca, at least I grew up watching, that isn't afraid of any stage. When they go down in a span of, 2 minutes, they had an answer back. You know how Real Madrid has this prestige in the tournament where at any point they can deliver a blow? Barca did that yesterday against a very prolific PSG side. There's a couple of big names in there. Cubarsí, 17 years old, having a great Champions League match on the ball defensively as well. When Luis Enrique shifted Kylian Mbappé to the middle in the chess match, after everything that was said in the pregame, like who more resembles the Barcelona La Masia identity? When asked about Luis Enrique, he vehemently said, "Without a doubt, it's me." And yesterday, Xavi adjusted, adapted what he needed to do. Let PSG have the ball a little bit. Vitinha, who had a good game, was very persistent, but the rest of the team, especially your star Mbappe, wasn't good enough. But I'll say this, for the team that has the endless pockets of money that can buy as their wishes pop into their head, they do not have a goalkeeper that will win you championships. And yesterday he was at fault for one and maybe two goals. While you have Keylor Navas on the bench, that being said, Gianluigi Donnarumma is not a goalkeeper, at PSG at least, that will win you a Champions League. He will be a detriment, like he was yesterday, to the success in this tournament. You need to have a reliable goalkeeper in net, and Donnarumma has proven that he is not that guy.
Are you not going to take into account Lucas Hernandez and Lucas Beraldo, how poor they were?
But you still, yes. Donnarumma was paid at the highest bidder for him to not be a goalkeeper that wins you championships. You need to win championships.
He's the type of goalkeeper you take a flyer on, though, when they got him, though. There was nothing about him that made you think he wouldn't be able to withstand this level.
But
we know it now. Mm-hmm. I will say, Barca, I was wrong. I thought, nah, they're not going to be able to put it together. They don't have the money to go out and buy players, which is typically what they do. They usually buy so that, you know, the president can re-win the votes of the voting public. Man, their youth products have completely changed my opinion on them. Pedri coming back, which was a big loss for Xavi throughout this entire season. His ability
that
to
ball that he dropped on Rafinha's foot
on his first touch of the game.
On his crazy first touch of the another game. First touch. Christensen scores a header on his first touch of the game coming in. Absolutely
unreal.
I mean, top to bottom, well done. I was rooting for PSG on this because I think they can go pretty far. But I took a step back. I was like, well, Barcelona right now.
I was blown away by Barcelona yesterday.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus.
Magical!
Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.